This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mireille Goyer. She's the owner of Gold Stripes Aviation in Vancouver, BC, Canada. But we're talking to her today in a kind of a voluntary capacity. There's a very important anniversary coming up, March 8th, International Women's Day, but it's being celebrated for a more specific purpose. Mireille, why don't you fill us in on what March 8th means to women pilots?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. And on March 8th of 1910, a lady, French lady, who was already a fairly experienced balloonist, became the first woman ever to hold a pilot license. And she had the pilot license number 36 in the world. And so on March 8th, and actually the entire week of March 6th to 12th, we're going to be celebrating that big anniversary by challenging every woman in the world to take another woman or introduce another woman to aviation.
Now, it took some time before the first woman got her pilot license, and to be honest, it's not really caught on that well with women. There are fewer than 7% of the pilot population are women. Why is that?
That's a very good question. And actually, if you look at other professions that are deemed to be male profession, everybody else has been doing better than women pilots. For example, women doctor were about 5% of the doctor population in 1900. By 1990, they were about 20% of the same population. Same thing with women lawyers. In 1930, in the United States, about 2%. By 1990, 22%. When Raymond got her pilot license back in 1910, because she was 1 in 36, that makes her about 3% of the pilot population at the time. By 1990, there was only 5.5% of women pilots, and today barely 7%. I'm not quite sure what explains that, but one of the things that I feel is a problem is that it's very hard to know another woman pilot. And until we make it attainable, which the best way to do that is to see somebody else who is doing it, then it becomes, yeah, we just can do that. As a matter of fact, there was something that I heard that Hélène Colline, the first woman space shuttle commander, said during an interview. She said, "My daughter just thinks that all moms fly the space shuttle." So I think what we need to do in order to encourage more women to fly is to show them that, yeah, it's already been done. We are doing that already. And I think in this anniversary, what we want to try to do is to make sure that every woman out there knows that women have been flying for a long time. It is pretty normal for women to fly. And as a result, we are hoping that more of them will join the ranks.
So it's kind of like Young Eagles for Women.
That's basically it, actually. When I was thinking about what to do for this anniversary, I was quite inspired by Young Eagles. And they were, when I contacted them, they were the first one to respond with a lot of enthusiasm. EA has been wonderful in supporting this program so far.
Okay. What has the response been from women?
Well, so far we have done pretty well. We already have women from four continents that have signed up. That's the Americas, Europe, Africa, and Asia. And we have 10 countries so far. And we are still building up the base, and we still have people sign up every day to make a difference and be part of this.
Okay, well, how does someone sign up?
All they have to do, first of all, obviously, they need to be pilots, and they have to have a pilot license that allows them to carry passengers. Once they have that, they need to have an aircraft that also allows them to carry passengers, because the idea is they are introducing another woman to aviation. Now, the aircraft does not have to be a an airplane. It's not limited to that. Actually, we already have women who are going to introduce other women to aviation in balloons, gliders, helicopters, and of course airplanes. Once they have those two primary requirements met, then they need to go to our website, which is www.centennialofwomenpilots.com, and sign up. This is free. This is just so that we can count how many flights are being held during that time period.
Okay, and I suppose at the end you're going to tell us how many went flying and maybe follow up and see how many stuck as pilots?
We sure are going to do that, and I'm hoping that at least 1,000 women will be introduced to aviation during that week, at minimum.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous project. We thank you for spending some time with us today, Mireille, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.